Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 36 of Dreamcast. Hope everyone is having a wonderful day. I received some requests for a podcast episode on travel, and so that is what this episode is going to be about. Now, some people weren't specific in what they wanted the episode to be about regarding travel specifically, so I thought that I'd just cover the basics of travel, deciding where you want to go, how to do it, how to go about the process, what I've done, certain things to look out for, and you know, how to make the travel destination decision smooth and effortless. So firstly, why do you want to travel? That is the first thing you want to decide when you're making a vacation choice. Why do you want to go away? This will help narrow down where you go, because if, for example, you are looking to travel for just relaxation, you're not going to pick a place that is just full of activities. If you want to travel for exploration and adventure seeking, you're not going to choose just a beach. If you wanted to learn about like a new and interesting culture, you're not going to want to go to Texas per se, you know. So think about what it is you want. Do you want to immerse yourself in new foods, adventure, cultural experiences, relaxation, history? Those kind of things are things you want to determine to help you decide on a choice, knowing why you want to go so that you can determine the where. And also, if you are going to be traveling with anyone else, you definitely want to discuss it with them, because your destination is going to be highly affected by the people you travel with, whether you're with your family, with children, your partner, whomever. You want to make sure you discuss each other's interests and pursuits so that you can both or all of you get what you want. You want to be clear on what it is you want out of that trip, because there's nothing worse than, say, one person wanting to go to France to see the French Alps and another who wants to go to France to see the Eiffel Tower, and only one person getting their wish because the expectations weren't clear or planned for. If you're a couple, taking turns is a good way to offer both parties an opportunity to get what they want, especially if it's becoming difficult to come to an agreement. One partner may have a hard time just relaxing and chilling and wanting to explore constantly, and another one might just want to rest and recharge and relax. So having a discussion prior to deciding is really important. Now, if you're traveling solo, as I have often done, a big factor in choosing a destination is safety. So making sure that the areas you are deciding on are safe for a solo traveler, especially if you're a female. What I'll usually do is look up reviews on the place I'll be staying, the surrounding areas, any travel advisories, which is good to do really for anyone, but you know, more so if you're alone. The closest US embassy and things like that. And I'll make sure that my my brother has my location. You know, that's something I can get into in another episode, solo travel, but those are just some ways that I make sure that where I'm going is going to be safe for me. So once you know why you want to travel, start making a list of the places that would satisfy your why. Then you can do some research on the destinations to make sure they're going to provide you with what it is you're seeking. If you want beach or mountains, if you want city or country, if you want to lounge all day by the pool, or would that bore the hell out of you, like figure out what places are going to offer you those things. Another factor in your decision making should be weather. If you want snow, you know, you're not going to want to necessarily go to, like if you were going to Colorado, say, you're not going to want to go in like the summer, right? So check your average weather at the time you would like to go. If you wanted to stay also like a dry, warm climate, for example, going to Puerto Rico in August might affect that because their rainy season is June till November, as is hurricane season, which also has a big effect on flying, on what you do when you get there, and closures and things like that. So weather is definitely a factor to take into consideration. I usually will just search on Google average rainfall at this time, or average temperature at this time or this month, whatever it is, whenever it is that I'm thinking of going. Now, once you've narrowed down your destinations, you need to think of how you're going to get there. A good way to start that is have a budget. How much is it going to cost to get there? How am I getting there? Is it, are you flying? Are you going by ship? Are you driving? Does this place require any visas, immunizations, vaccinations? Do you have the proper travel documents? Is your passport up to date? What is transportation like at the destination? Should you or can you rent a car? Is it more beneficial to use taxis or Ubers? Is it walkable? All of these things will affect your budget. A year ago, I went to Tulum and in Mexico, and I chose an area that was walkable because I didn't really want to rent a car. I really enjoy walking around and seeing things. So I did my research on the location and reviews of the area, and everyone said it was walkable and safe. And a lot of people said they rented scooters. So that's what I did. I walked most of the days. And one of the days I did rent a scooter. I made sure that I had whatever they'd need to see so that the rental process would go smoothly. I also checked the prices so that they wouldn't be trying to like up the price when I got there, you know, because knowing I'm a tourist. And I read tons of reviews. Anyone who knows me knows I'm always reading reviews and leaving reviews. You gotta read the reviews. The reviews are going to give you unbiased opinions and truths about the things that the companies may not tell you. And this is how you can generally be sure that the stay is good for you and it's safe and has what you're looking for. Be sure that the places you narrow your search to will provide you with the things you want in the time you will be there. Once you know the why and how, you want to decide exactly where. I usually narrow my search to three destinations, and then I check costs and availability based on my travel dates. So when kind of goes with this too, because if you have specific dates you can travel, then the place has to be compatible with that. And there's obviously not a lot of room to play with. Now, if you're flexible with dates, then that really won't apply to you. Also, you know, if cost is more important than the place, your research must include cost at that specific time of year. The season and time of year you travel will drastically affect the cost of the trip. So say you don't want to spend more than like $3,000 on a trip, and the destination you're looking at runs around that price or more at the time you want to go, then no, you don't want to go like in high season, right? You would want to choose off season. Off season is always going to be cheaper, but there's a reason it's off season. So it might not be the best time weather-wise. So you really just want to do your research again. Research is your biggest key when planning a travel. When I travel, I usually choose to go a little before or after high season so that I might be, so say a place is cheaper to go because it's the weather's not as great at that time. Well, I will go a little before that or a little after that. So the weather might be a little not what I like, but it's close, but I'm spending less money. Now, if money is not a factor, then I'm just booking because I just want to go. Another good thing to do is check the strength of the currency, because that can help make your dollar go further. Now, if you just want to go away and you have a time frame in which you can do that and you don't care about where you go at all, you can go on many travel sites and choose anywhere as the destination. And you can put your dates in and see what shows up. Then the airfare sales can determine where you go for you. I use Kayak for most of my flight searches, and they do offer that quote unquote anywhere choice. So that's a really cool and spontaneous way to just get away to somewhere new and just explore. If you've had a hard time arranging things and searching for where to go, ask someone who travels often, like someone like me per se. My friends know that I travel a lot, and they'll ask me about like cruise deals, how I find them, what sites I use, how far in advance I book, things like that, because I travel a lot. So knowing someone who's experienced in it is the best way to gain some insight. And if that's not enough or you can't find someone, get a travel agent. Now, I don't ever use a travel agent, not because I don't believe in what they do, but I really enjoy finding things for myself. So I've not had a point in utilizing one. I enjoy the search process, finding the location that's right for me. I like knowing that I did it all. And, I just haven't had the reason to look into a travel agent. But for people that do get overwhelmed with booking travel, with trying to find a destination, with budgeting, a travel agent will probably be perfect for you. Researching and booking travel, it can be daunting and overwhelming, and it is time consuming because especially if you're trying to look for deals and are you waiting for a certain maybe spot to open up, like on Airbnb or things like that. Yeah, it can be a little anxiety producing if you're not used to it or whatnot. But don't let that stop you. You know, just ask someone again who you know is experienced, or get a travel agent, and or message me if you want. I'm always happy to help. I love anything travel related. And if it's cruise related, you can definitely ask me, as I said, because I've been on 22 of them and my 23rd is coming up, and I can tell you lots about cruises. They're my favorite way to travel. They just offer fun, peace, adventure, a little culture if you seek it out. Like, you have to go find it when you're on the islands. It's rest there, you know, you go to the spa, there's new foods, there's dancing. For me, it's just all around fun and has everything I look for in a vacation. So I do tend to choose those often for my travel needs. So, yeah, I think, again, I will do a episode or so on cruises, because there's a lot to talk about with that. But anyway, so traveling, you know, is a great way to see new things, to meet new people, to try new foods, to rest, or just get away. Finding the right destination for you does not have to be difficult. It can even be exciting to create that perfect vacation. And if not, let someone help you, but don't let the process keep you from getting there. I hope this episode helps you create your dream vacation in the future. And I hope everyone has a wonderful, positive, energy-filled day.